I'm Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going to go to the Jacobs Gallery here in Eugene, looking at a show called Talents of Tomorrow Youth Art Exhibit. This is a show that was put together by the director of the gallery, Bev Sosi, and it shows artists between the ages of 13 and 18. There's a bunch of them. There's about 55 people in this show. What caught your eye right away?
Well, one thing I noticed is that these kids really like animals. There was a lion, a tiger, a cat, three horses, a fox, a parakeet, a penguin, a bluebird, a cardinal, elephants, a chimp, which was labeled as a gorilla, whales, and goldfish.
Flying whales.
Yes, flying over, a lion, I might add.
Over a lion in
That's
a boat.
Right. Seriously, Terry, I really liked the parakeet that was right up front. By Sierra McLean, called Fiesta. It was very soft and alert. There was a black background, this beautiful, sharp, inquisitive eye with these really warm tones of apricot and pale green feathers. I just thought that Sierra did a great job.
The flying whales we're speaking of, that one was a watercolor by Jordan Roach, and it's called When the Lion Sleeps in Venice. And I thought the imagination, creativity here was fantastic. It's a lion sleeping in a Venice boat.
A gondola, it's called.
A gondola, right, with the little pointy ends. And he's sound asleep out in the lagoon there, I suppose. And Venice is in the background. And what's going on while he's sleeping is the whales are partying. They have
That's
on
right.
a mask.
Uh-huh.
They're decorated. They're doing backflips in the air.
That's right.
And he's like in dreamland. He doesn't know what's going on.
Never mind that there probably aren't any whales anywhere around Venice.
Well, no, and the scale's all off.
That's right. The sort of whales like the chimp gorilla problem.
Yeah, yeah. But the imagination.
I know.
I just had to stand there and
there was
really enjoyed that
another
one.
Another really whimsical piece was Sculptural by Cody Meredith. This has this long-legged black critter with twisty white horns and spiky things on its back. This really dangerous-looking club tail. You know, it's very three-dimensional. It's made out of paper mache, probably. Mm-hmm. And the look in its eye, I think it was supposed to be menacing, but actually it looked like, you're not taking me seriously, are you?
Please be afraid of me.
Yeah, please be afraid.
Right, right. Another sculpture that I spent some time looking at is by Cameron Bean. It's called Flight. And it's along the lines of an artist here in Eugene, and I can't help but think this is the inspiration of Judd Turner.
Mm-hmm. He was at The Wave, right?
Right, and we reviewed that show. And it's really kind of exciting to see a young person kind of emulating this other form. And I think it's really well done. It was very complicated, lots of details.
Right, a lot of found and repurposed objects, like game pieces and bits and pieces of machinery.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all brought together with this very cohesive vision of both an upper world and a lower world.
Yeah, and this one was called Flight, sort of like the whales flying. I don't know if there's a theme, a thread going on
really
there.
Really different. Let's see, there wasn't much photography, but there was a charming photo of three cherry blossoms by Alyssa Freeman that I really stopped and enjoyed for some time.
Another one that was the tiger. There may have been more than one tiger, but the one I looked at was a scratchboard by Katie Wells, Endangered Vision. And it was a very nice rendering scratchboard. You don't see a lot, but it's a real dynamic black and white, literally, handling. And I thought Katie did a really nice job with that technique. Again, we're talking about the Jacobs Gallery Talents of Tomorrow Youth Art Exhibit that goes through the 16th of June at the Jacobs Gallery. Another one that I spent some time looking at was by Nathan Patterson. It's called Thoughts of Death. It's, a block print. Very strong design, black on yellow. Simple, but really a powerful design element.
I saw two excellent portraits, both students of Willamette High School, Ben Latimer and Marcus Dodson. Marcus did this sort of side-looking self-portrait that was full of both questions and intelligence. It really encapsulated the teen artist, I thought.
Well, this show really is exciting in that it shows the diversity of what the young people are interested in, and they're starting to explore all kinds of techniques. There was just about everything you can think of in
this
show.
Except they're this different from last, a similar show that we saw last year. There was no manga styling at all, so that no Pokemon characters.
Right, so that's true.
I feel like it was a more serious, you know, artistic endeavor overall.
Almost more traditional, almost, if we dare use that word.
In a good way.
Right. No electronic anything. No digital anything, I don't think.
I don't mind digital something, but...
So this show goes through June 16th. It's at the Jacobs Gallery at the Holt Center for the Performing Arts here in Eugene. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.